You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
A lot of fun today. Thanks for hanging out. We are here weekdays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the radio.com app. If you're hanging out at work and you've got your browser up, you can listen to us in the background. Check us out on YouTube on the radio.com sports page. So make sure you're subscribed there or just listen to the podcast whenever you are free, 24/7. And your podcatcher of choice, just search BetQL Daily. We're here via the BetQL Audio Network at BetQL Daily on Twitter. To wrap up the show every day, we discuss our best bets on the evening. A little challenging for me, Horvat. You know, I'm betting the NBA sides and totals every day. I'm digging into the player props, and it's tough to have both NBA and college, you know, have it all covered. So really looking forward to the start of the Major League Baseball season. Are you ready to make it rain? 30 days, 30 games, $3 million in free bets given away to PointsBet customers by Paige Sporadic. Download the PointsBet app to find out more. Bet at least $50 on a side in the promo of the day. Let's check what the promo is today. Here we go. It is Mercer and North Carolina Greensboro. Mercer, damn. North Carolina, Greensboro. If you put at least $50 on one of those sides, for every three that your team hits, you get $3 in free bets right to your account after the game. Horvat, why don't you start us off? Or do I even have to go to you? Do I just say Ryan Horvat is taking Milwaukee and 16 other wagers this evening?
Well, no, actually, I'm not going to get Milwaukee's been on a nice run here, Joe. I don't know that I could give them out tonight as a best bet, although I will be playing them, especially if I could get 4 points as, you know, 4 point dogs. Tonight, though, man, so I'm going to go with the under in that same game. So it is the number one seeded Cleveland State Vikings taking on the eighth seeded Milwaukee Panthers, semifinal round of the Horizon League tonight. The total right now, 141.5. I think it's going to play out much like the first time these two teams met, where Cleveland State won that one 64-53, just meaning I think the pace is going to be a little bit slower. It is the semifinals. I expect these teams to be a little bit gassed tonight. So I like the under, actually. Under 141.5. I want to make sure I got that right, and I do. It's weird because it was 142 when it originally opened that I saw, 62% of the bets on the over. Looks like only not the same amount of the money coming in. So I'm going to play the under tonight, actually, in this one. I feel like that's a lot of points tonight, 141.5. So I'll take the under.
Under 141.5, Milwaukee and Cleveland State. And I do want to mention that BetQL's five-star bet of the night, St. Mary's first half, getting 10 and the hook. Their five-star bet, St. Mary's getting 10 and the hook. Oof. Always
against the Zags tonight, right?
I understand why the line for the game is 18. You're getting 10.5 for the first half. Ooh, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to pull that one, but those are the ones that typically, you ask anybody, they'll tell you the toughest to make are the ones that cast the easiest. They have a four-star bet on Drexel. That game is a pick 'em. Four-star bet on Drexel. Eli Herskovich, what is your lightning bet for today?
Yeah, so the Pepperdine line, I mentioned this earlier, Pepperdine going up against BYU. It's been fluctuating between 9 all the way down to 8, now back up to 8.5. I probably want to get a 9 before I pull the trigger on Pepperdine just to get a full 3 possessions. It's going to be, if Pepperdine can hit threes, like I mentioned, against a BYU team that's pretty susceptible, that's their biggest defensive weakness is from behind the arc. If Kobe Ross and Kessler Edwards is a pro prospect, so you have legitimate talent, pro talent on this Pepperdine team. And I think if they can keep this thing within three possessions, they did it the first two games pretty much. There was a four-point game the first time around, even though they lost by 11 with like 3-4 minutes left. So I think three possessions is enough value for me if this thing gets back up to nine, Pepperdine plus nine.
Pepperdine plus nine. Right now on PointsBet, it's eight. I can't believe I'm even asking this question, but are you going to stay up for the entire contest?
Yeah, if I bet it, I will. I'll probably.
What's it going to end?
Anyways.
1 a.m. our time?
Yeah, 1 a.m. our time, man.
It's brutal, man. I'm not. No.
It's pretty gross.
It's terrible. Come on, man. Get, especially on a night with a light card. Can we bump it up a little bit, people? Really?
Yeah,
it's laid out there.
It's honestly one of the better games of the night, too.
Yeah. Right.
I will say, to Ryan's point, I think Milwaukee is kind of valuable against Cleveland State. They could turn you over, and Cleveland State is one of the worst offensive turnover percentages in the Horizon League, and Cleveland State turns you over at the same time. But Milwaukee turns it over at the lowest rate. Milwaukee also a pretty good defensive rebounding team, so should be able to at least contend on the glass with Cleveland State. And these two teams split their season series. So I think there's some value with Milwaukee getting 3.5, maybe four, but I feel a little stronger on Pepperdine.
All right. Our director, Dylan Burns, says he is on Northern Kentucky minus 1.5. Are you with that, Horvat? You're Mr. Horizon. What do you got?
Mr. Horizon? Yeah, I like Northern Kentucky in that spot as well. As far as the games tonight, this may be one of the rare nights where I actually get in bed by 9 p.m., maybe even 9:30, maybe even 8:30 tonight. Yeah, we got a big week coming up, Joe. ACC tournament tomorrow, so we're going to be up late. Although I am a big Pepperdine fan, have been ever since Doug Christie's days, obviously.
Yeah, it's okay to make it a light card. Board op in downtown Chicago, Jake Hassan. What do you got, Jake? Anything? Or you just want to brag?
No, I don't have anything, but yes, I'd like to brag that I did have Bryson DeChambeau outright. So
I didn't know you were a golf. I didn't know you were a golf better.
He's
what was
not.
That?
Oh, okay. Eli, first
if
of all,
he bet
stay
it.
In your lane.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you bet on Finau every Eli. Week. Eli, you're still complaining about that one.
I haven't bet on Finau since July.
I know.
I forget that I was a state golfer in high school. So,
all right. Respect.
How many outrights did you bet? What's your typical process like?
I usually go course history, but also there was narrative there with Bryson. He had the whole Arnold Palmer storyline with him. So I liked that. I did go a little bit on Rory. But he obviously fell apart after that first day, so that was a little irritating. But I had Bryson, so I was okay with it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So yesterday in the matchups, I bet four of them. I went 2-2, but I was in the positive because I took Charlie Hoffman at plus 175 against Hatton. and he won there. And I was kicking myself all day because I wanted to bet my Polish brethren, Richie Wierenski, against Rory McIlroy. Rory was minus 225 and Richie was plus 260. I didn't do it. And Wierenski beat him like three or four strokes yesterday. Rory just fading on a Sunday. Jesus. Everybody was all over Rory. That's what happens. When you bet Rory and everybody's on him, he never shows.
Everyone was on Jordan, too. Jordan fell apart at the end, too.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. All right. Listen, I don't want to give it as a lightning bet, but we broke it down with our college basketball conversation. We also talked to Mike Rutherford about it. There's a future on a conference tournament that starts tomorrow, the ACC, that everybody on the show loves, and that's where I'm going to be going, where you could find some value. I don't want to give it away. Go back and listen to our conversation on college basketball. Good job, Jake. Golf outrights are not easy, man. You get a couple a year, and you're feeling really good. Just get a couple, and you're okay for the season. So, Horvat, I've been considering running a March Madness Survivor tournament. Okay. Everybody has the strip cards. Everybody has their other stuff going on. Some people do the squares for the Final Four or for the championship game. So I asked on Twitter, at Joe0670, I asked people, I'm like, I'm not sure which format I should go with. Do you pick one team per round? And then say you pick a four seed, they win, you get 4 points. That's how these work. And then you can never pick them again. Key is, in the end, if you make a run, you've got to have teams left to pick. I said, would you rather have one per round, which means if you go all the way, you're making 6 picks, or would you prefer one pick a day and then you're picking 10 if you get to the very end? Probably decided before you get to the championship game, if that's the case. I was surprised that so far the voting was like 90%, one pick per day instead of one pick per round.
Doesn't that seem like a lot more work, though? The one pick per day, or rather,
you sign up. No, I would do it through a website that does all the work.
Okay, that's what I was wondering how much work that would be for you. Yeah, I think I'd rather do the day then. I think I'd be with you. Why does that shock you? Why does that surprise you, though?
Because if you have to go 10-0 to run the table, that's hard. And you also have to avoid some teams that go too deep in the tournament.
Yeah, but you gotta boil down. Like a 2 days worth of picks, 2 days, the amount of picks and what? So we're talking, I mean, that's, dude, like I would rather do one pick per day. I forget what I told you originally, but either I switched my position or I've stayed the same.
I think you said one per round. So you're saying one per day.
Yes. I think one per day, just because if you have to boil it down to from like three or four to one per round, I mean, it just puts a little more pressure on yourself.
Don't you agree that if you do one pick per day, that it will be decided probably before championship Monday?
Yes. You'll get some people knocked out for sure.
What do you guys think is a decent price point? I'm kind of torn on this. If we do this.
What were you thinking originally?
50.
Yeah, I'd say 50. I'd say tops 75, 100. Like I do 100. I do the grid where I get two numbers on the top of the grid. So we do squares.
Squares?
Just the squares. And we do 100.
For squares for every game or just the championship game?
No, just for the entire tournament, two numbers. It's like, you see what I mean? $100 for the entire tournament, and then you get two numbers.
For every game?
For every game. Yeah, for every game. Yeah.
So most likely you're going to win a little bit of something.
Hopefully. There's been some years where I haven't magically. But yeah, I mean, you have to have some really bad luck to not bring anything back in return. So,
and also that would be a big pain because you're probably paying almost everyone back a little something.
Yeah, a little something. Exactly.
That's a lot of work.
Exactly. Right. And that's my only problem, like playing the squares and jumping in right now, is I'm playing so many futures. You know what I mean? And I'm betting the games and the totals and the sides. So, you know, to sacrifice $100 and not get anything back in return, that's the only problem here.
How many futures have you bet?
Just two so far. The ACC. I jumped in with the ACC. Well, earlier on this season, I had Florida State. And then obviously you saw what went down this past weekend. So I jumped back on them in the tournament. And then I played yesterday Memphis, plus 625 in the AAC. I thought that they should have won that game. I had them to cover the 10 points. I think if anybody could beat Houston, I think it's them, and they're starting to get healthy. So I played them, and that's went down a little bit.
I thought you meant title futures. You don't have any title futures.
Oh, no, no title futures, just conference tournament so far, yeah.
Okay. All right, good stuff, Horvat. You're back on Wednesday, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, tomorrow, myself and Preston Johnson at Sports Cheetah on Twitter. He is terrific. You've probably seen him on ESPN's Daily Wager. He's going to be here for 3 hours, so make sure you're here at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. This is BetQL Daily.